Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding, April 21st, 2026. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10 is a powerful statement about identity and purpose, but it cannot be fully understood without seeing where it sits in the flow of Paul's argument. Context gives weight to the verse. It protects us from misreading it and helps us feel the full gravity of what Paul is saying. The letter to the Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul to believers in the city of Ephesus, a large influential city in the Roman Empire. Many of the Christians there were Gentiles, meaning they were not Jewish by birth. They had once lived in pagan religion and moral confusion. Paul writes to remind them who they are now because of Christ. Throughout the letter, he emphasizes God's saving grace, the unity of believers, and the new life that flows from salvation. Chapter 2 begins with a dark description of the human condition. Paul says, "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, 2:1. He describes people as spiritually dead, following the patterns of the world and living under the influence of sinful desires. This is not a picture of weakness, but of helplessness. Dead people cannot revive themselves. Paul wants his readers to understand the seriousness of sin and the depth of their former condition. Then comes one of the most hopeful phrases in the New Testament, "But God," 2:4. Though humanity was spiritually dead, God, rich in mercy and great in love, made us alive together with Christ. Paul explains that salvation is by grace through faith, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. 2:8 and 9. This is the foundation. Salvation is God's gift, not our achievement. Only after establishing this truth does Paul say, "For we are his workmanship," 2:10. The word "for" connects the verse directly to the message of grace. Verse 10 explains the result of salvation. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. The context shows that good works are not a way to earn life. They are the evidence of new life. This context also increases the emotional weight of the verse. Remembering that we were once spiritually dead makes the language of creation more powerful. God did not improve us. He made us alive. He recreated us in Christ. That means our identity as his workmanship is rooted in resurrection grace. When we read Ephesians 2:10 in light of the whole chapter, we see both humility and hope. Humility, because we contributed nothing to our salvation. Hope, because the God who saved us has also given us purpose. Context protects the order of grace and obedience and helps us feel the wonder of both. Take action. Open your Bible and read Ephesians 2:1 through 10 slowly. Notice the movement from death to life, from sin to grace, and from grace to purpose. Pay attention to how verse 10 flows from the verses before it. Reflection? Questions. 1. According to the context of Ephesians 2, what was our spiritual condition before God acted in mercy? 2. How does understanding salvation as a gift of grace help you correctly understand the role of good works in verse 10? Memorization reminder. Continue repeating Ephesians 2:10 aloud each day. Try to say it from memory at least once today. Let the truth of who you are in Christ shape how you see yourself and your purpose.